A message from the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson.
Cripes! Oh, there's been a lot of piffle talked about the events of last week, but let's get one bally thing straight, hmm? There's no excuse for what happened. None at all. As soon as Cameron heard that it was all kicking off, he should have jumped on a plane and come home. You know how much I hate having to diss Dave, as Johnny Luter would probably put it, but there's no getting away from it. My old friend and fellow OE made a schoolboy howler in trying to hang on to his happy hole instead of rushing back to face the music. As it was, I stuck around as long as I could in chilly old Canada, waiting for him to do the decent thing until duty got the better of me. So in I flew to organise an emergency photo op to convince the voter chaps and chapesses that we Tories hadn't lost the plot on law and order. I told everyone it would be madness to cut the number of brave boys in blue when the barbarians are at the gates, and that whatever Dave Nero Cameron thought, old Boris wasn't going to fiddle around while London burned. So, let me make it jolly clear that whatever you've seen on your tellies, London is safe as houses. Well, except for the houses that have been burned down, obviously, and that next year's Olympics will be the best the world has ever seen. Provided that yours truly is allowed to get on with it and isn't let down by any Prime Ministers bad-mouthing our brave coppers and trying to give them a P-45 instead of a medal, which is what they bally well deserve. Remember, vote Bozza, friend of the Rozza, for number 10 in 2012. Ha ha ha!